Kenny, a wee trip to Inchicore tomorrow night to face St Patrick's Athletic team.
I think if you look at their signings, Paddy, they've added three players who are experienced, passionate, aggressive, all the things that maybe, I don't know, I'm only on the outside looking in, but you might have said that St Pat's were lacking. They've brought in those three, and one from Holland, and obviously Killen Brennan and Owen as well. So I have to say that that will strengthen their team. They took Cork all the way with 10 men at Turner's Cross, which is a fantastic effort from them. And we know that they'll be tough to beat. We know that. But we'll be tough to beat as well, I hope. And the boys have done really, really well. If you take out the statistics, the two games we had against Cork and Bray, we were so, like St Pat's, I'm sure, we were so unfortunate and things didn't go our way. And then the two European games and then the game against Sligo. Because we won the game quite emphatically against Sligo, people look upon that as a great showing and a great comeback to getting back to winning ways, which it was. But in those, in our last five games, our boys have been really, really good, and I see an improvement.
You brought Darren Cole into your defence on Sunday. Of course, you had to make a few changes to the team. Can we expect to see Darren Cole tomorrow night?
Darren played very well. I know what Darren can bring us. And for every Darren Cole you try to get, you get 10 refusals. That's the nature of it. And any manager, well, any manager with a budget that equates to that will tell you the same. You know, you're going to have difficulty in getting players of that quality. But we try and we work hard and we utilise our contacts. And it's not easy to get the right players to come in, and every club will tell you that, and we'll continue to make sure that we play the right way and we keep our identity and we don't go looking all over the world, which I can do, but I'm trying there as well to bring in a couple. I've tried the League of Ireland and it's way, the player I was after isn't three times our salary, so I have to say let's be practical and reasonable in who we want to bring in.
You said the player you were after was three times the salary. Are you able to divulge who the player you were looking at?
No way, Paddy. Not a chance of me saying anything about that. But no, we have to be realistic. And the supporters have been brilliant. The Derry supporters can see that what we're trying to do is to build something for the future and that they can be proud of.
Rory Holden, have you been surprised how quick Rory has come on?
Not at all. On my first day here, I went to watch the 19s, and Rory showed me enough to say that boy's got natural ability. And if they've got natural ability and they've got the good attitude to go with it, they'll do well with us. Rory's a lad that he really has been shortchanged because he should have more games this season. But you've got Barry McNamee there, you've got Aaron McAniff, you've got Nicky Lowe with a wee bit more experience. We got to get the blend right, but he's putting them all under pressure at the moment.
Of course, you were without Aaron Barry and Conor McDermott. Are they anywhere near fitness again to maybe feature tomorrow night?
They're both out, definitely out, Aaron Barry and Conor McDermott.
Have you got any fresh injury doubts for this week?
Well, Roland Curtis was a little bit ill this morning. He was lightheaded and felt weak, so hopefully it's not a virus. We're hopeful of that.